Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. Now, you and I both know this word currently is going out to over 250,000 people. But you know what? This is specifically just for you. Because when God spoke to me to start doing this over a decade ago, He said, I don't want you to prophesy like you're prophesying to all humanity. I want you to prophesy like you're speaking to one individual. So I'm speaking to you, and I say to you, the Father says, take a deep breath and find some rest. Striving and pushing won't achieve what trusting in me will. There's a pause now in your path, not a roadblock, but a moment to recognize that I've already answered your prayers. My promises are laid out before you, a resounding yes from heaven that reverberates in the vaults of glory. You don't need to convince me to act, for it is my will to bless you, and I'm already moving in your behalf. Receive today the fullness of your destiny, provision, open doors, and even a fresh start, because I'm the God of a second chance. The obstacles hindering you are being removed. Imagine an angel rolling up barbed wire fencing, a barrier to your vision. And on that wire is written, enough is enough. This is your watchword, a powerful declaration against the enemy's attempts to restrict and redirect you. The decree from on high is clear. Those hindrances that you're facing end now. Your prayers are like requisitions on the bank of heaven. And my hand stamps this heavenly requisition order, approved. While you're not perfect, my goodness leads you and will lead you to repentance and to bring you closer to me. Humility is your secret weapon. The enemy cannot detect those who walk in humility because he doesn't have any humility. Because you refuse to fight in your own strength or rely on limited knowledge, I'm breaking off the illegitimate voices that say you can't, you're not good enough, that it's not your time. I'm the God of time, and this is your moment. I'm even turning back the clock on situations that seem lost. Can these dry bones live? This is your yes moment to see the drought in your life broken by abundant blessings. Scattered pieces are coming together, and favor now surrounds you. This is your turnaround time, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do